He shares his dream with the group near the conclusion of the retreat, saying, "In my dream, a child spoke these words. When you beheld me as a baby, as a newborn soul, my skin did not frighten you, nor did my voice, though as yet unskilled. Now as I stand before you, a child still, though larger, with voice more pronounced, now I am to you not something to be cradled and sung to, but a deviation from your comfort zone, to be controlled and scorned. I am only a child, and even though I may act out, I do so only as you do so, because I am uncertain of my role. Who am I, my teacher, that your adoration for me has grown so cold?" The man continues, "Those words captured me in a dream last night, and I was ransomed by the fright. For my freedom I surrendered blindness, and now I must ask myself this: what wicked wind has, as the child said, blown me so cold? Are not these children here, the ones I now fear, the same children whose infant preciousness gave me desire to swoop them up, diapers and all, and cuddle and cradle and kiss them without end? This is what I believe. I am a teacher, potent and proud. I am a teacher, a preacher, a listening ear. I'll not forget who I am, regardless the weather, regardless the tempest that churns in this dizzying world. I am a teacher, potent and proud. I must know that mine is not the task of imparting knowledge, but that of letting it bloom. Nor should I tarry too long on bending the young to kneel at my power. My true power, my given gift, is that of lifting up, not forcing a kneeling rift. The daily frustrations at the hands of these young, I can recount easily in my sleep. The fighting, the disrespect, the absence and lack of effort, the enduring sway of their emotional pain. But if I look closely, I can see that their frustrations are truly mine, for their behaviors are only the outpouring of genuinely human needs. In their search for identity, I see my own striving for a role amongst an increasingly unfamiliar student crowd. In their search for belonging, I too am reflected, for if I feel so at home, then why do I fight so hard to claim my turf? They are disillusioned, disheartened, and of low self-esteem. Their emotions are bottled up. They have no place to scream. But if these aren't also forces welled up in my own chest, then all my life has been but a dream. Feeling inadequate to the task of rightly handling these every persons and their cultural needs, my security is not adult-like. It is juvenile. It bleeds. How am I to be the gender, ethnic, linguistic, religious, and cultural caretaker? These issues I have not even fully satisfied within myself. And so I seek shelter in what I teach. But what do I teach? We are teachers, potent and proud, but we must know our place. We must not crowd. We are the fertilizer, but not the fertility. The fertility is theirs because they are the young. It is now their turn, and this is their stage, to beat their drum. This too, I believe. I am the black child's brother and sister. The Latina are mi raza, my race. I am of the Asian persuasion. I am Russian, and an American Indian, and Guatemalan, and Panamanian, and Filipino. I am all over the place. The wheelchair-bound student over there near the stage, I must push, not against her chair, but against her spirit, to climb, to leap, to dare. the young boy who speaks a language I cannot make out. I must understand that, far from being a threat, he is a whole new world to explore, here before me, without travel, a brand new shore. I am all people at once, for to be culturally any of these, one need only be human first. The second need is simply to spend some time in a culture's midst. In this I am well qualified, because each culture that walks through my classroom doors, I breathe in as if it were air. Therefore, in essence, my hair is both straight and kinky, my skin both dark and fair. To encounter such varied and wondrous new life, courageous curiosity has often, in the history of our world, had to sail and traverse and climb and battle and freeze and starve. But here sit I at the head of a frenzied court, while an endless stream of discovery places itself in my rooms, in my halls, in my hands. This unsettling time, burgeoning with unforeseen possibilities and visions, is not the time to wither away in fear, nor is it the time to bellow an intimidating stand of power to allay the insecurities we find so hard to accept. We are teachers, sunshine sent to glare upon a vastly flowing garden. How dare we burn too brightly and make limp our tender youth? How dare we shroud them in the cold of our fright and stooping behind clouds of habit? We are the sun. How could we so coldly dare? As a teacher, I also know this. I am a teacher, and whether I ply my craft in the classroom or the lunchroom, whether with a globe or a lathe, with a beaker, a bandage, or a conductor's wand, whether I drive the bus or counsel the troubled or maintain the buildings or monitor the halls, I am an adult in a land of children, and their eyes are upon me. Searching for grace, I am teaching, even when I know not that I am. I must be thoughtful, quick-minded, curious, and pensive, as they are. I must be responsive, flexible, and ever-surprising, as they too are. I must learn as they do. I must absorb and grow and give some to get some, as I expect of them. To the extent that I demand their ear, I must also lend mine. For a child's worst fear is of the self's voice gone unheard. So I must gather their every word and treat it as gold. I must make harvest of their words in bushels of opportunity for growth. In doing so, I must show them how to make harvest of their own words, so they may become producers of the products that we all consume in this world. Creativity, skills, talents, insight, and achievements out of sight. I must treat them each as dignitaries from their own unique foreign lands. The red carpet I roll out should be strewn with confirmation, expectation, and appreciation. My dignitary gifts should be wrapped in the provision that I will do all that I can to bring the world I know to them in a way that allows them to bring their world to me and to their child peers. I will serve as a scaffold, a bridge between what has been, for better or for worse, and what they will bring into being, also for better or for worse. They have as much right as all others who have trounced and tripped on this earth to make their own footprints. If they be footprints of gold or footprints unworthy, they will be their footprints, for I will not have held them hostage in the sky, bound by my arms, left with feet dangling in despair. I will make them care. I also know that if I do not give shelter with equal kindness to all of the children in these halls, I will have endangered myself. For when a child is harmed with no remedy on hand, only negativity will sprout from the wound. So I must give voice to the voiceless, choice to the choiceless, and I must have the security not to shrink from the unfamiliar languages, customs, and attitudes in my presence. I am a teacher, potent and proud, and I will have the strength to recognize that the very forces I fear, these children fear too. Their troubles and struggles are born of that brew. If I expect that they come correct to my table, then I must ask, how have I cleansed my own hands? I am bound to shed hypocrisy by scrubbing more heartedly at the dirt I carry, my harmful views fostered by my own unheard, unexplored childhood truths. If not for the world that my children and their children occupy, then for myself, I must no longer to myself lie. I am a teacher, and so I must teach. I must reach the hearts of these students here. Soon they will either ascend to positive adulthood, pulling me up alongside, or they will descend into adulthood's dungeon of despair and pull me down too, for they will have no care. I must cleanse from my heart the negative pulses. I know they can sense my true pulse like a strong scent on my skin. So I will do this thing. I will teach. I will preach. I will reach their hearts and make them stand tall in their childhood land. I will face honestly my faults and not beat myself down. Like them, I am a child in the sense of my tenure in this new world of theirs, and I will misstep, but at least I will have stepped at all. I will do this because I am a teacher, potent and proud, and mine is the doorway through which I must let all children pass. My potency will lift them up, and as they triumph, so shall I. As they find their place in the world, so shall I know mine. I will teach because I am a teacher, and I must teach.